Amen. I appreciate Brother Mike preaching this morning. Amen. I like to hear him. And I appreciate Brother Duncan. Appreciate, as my wife said, the camp meeting. And all that the ladies do in the kitchen. And then, of course, we come in yesterday and seen what all the fellas did on the yard. They really worked hard getting this looking as good as it is. It's beautiful. Amen. Well, look with me this morning, if you would, in the book of Exodus, chapter 32. I'm sorry, 33. Exodus chapter 33. When you find that, I want you to find Lamentations chapter 3 also. I'm going to read one verse over there in a little bit. Exodus chapter 33. You want to read from verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, "See, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. And thou hast also found grace in my sight." Well, I'm thankful he knows us by name. Amen. Verse 13, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And he said, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth." And the Lord said unto Moses, "I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." And he said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass by before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." Look in chapter 34 and verse 4. "And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation.'" Father, we do thank you for your goodness. We thank you how we've already felt your presence in the service this morning. We pray, God, that you'd help us now. Lord, I need much help. I ask for a good cleansing, that my flesh not hinder. And Lord, I pray that you'd speak to hearts. We do appreciate Brother Duncan and Good Shepherd Baptist Church. Appreciate Brother Mike Carpenter and the message already been preached. Lord, give us ears now to hear. Make the preaching time easy. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Much that we could cover in that scripture portion that I've read. Boy, it's rich in just so many truths that it brings out. But I want to just pull one thing out of it, and got four thoughts I want you to see. It won't be long. I want you to look back at verse 22 where it says, "And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock." And then look in chapter 34 and verse 6 again, where it says, "And the Lord passed by before him." What we're looking at here is that how that the children of Israel, Moses had said, if you remember where we read, Moses said, "If you don't go before us, we don't want to go." Amen. And he's bringing out the thought that what we need is we need the Lord to pass by. Amen. Hey, this week, what we need is we need the Lord to pass by. Amen. Brother Mike preached on the old devil, and he's, boy, he'll try to get a foothold if he can. Amen. But if the Lord will pass by, the old devil won't be able to get a foothold in the meeting. Amen. Now, just four things, four simple little thoughts out of the text. When you think about that idea of the Lord passing by, first of all, when God passes by, sinners are converted. Amen. Hey, it's not in how much scripture we know and all the presentation that we can do and the personality that we convey. Hey, it's when God passes by. Amen. Hey, I guarantee you, when God blows in, business picks up. Amen. Hey, conviction sets in. The Holy Ghost begins to deal with hearts. The Lord's manifested and sinners are drawn unto Him. Amen. When? It's when God passes by. It's when the Lord passes by. Well, there's so many illustrations in the Word of God. You think about the demoniac man there in the Gadarenes. How that they had given up on him. That they said that no man could tame him. His life was ruined by sin. He was ruled by Satan. He'd run through the tombs and seemingly nothing could be done for that man. They actually believed that he was beyond hope, that nobody could help him. Nothing could be done. And that's true. Nothing could be done until God passed by his way. Amen. Hey, when the Lord passed by his way, the amazing thing is that they came by and they saw that same man that they said, he's beyond hope. There's nothing that can be done. But when God passed by, they saw him sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Amen. When did it happen? It happened when God passed by. Amen. Hey, you think about old Bartimaeus. How that he sat by the wayside begging. Boy, his life was miserable. He was a poor, blind beggar, had to depend upon others for his meager existence. He looked at himself without hope, but then he began to hear about a man named Jesus. And hope began to build up inside of him. He heard how that Jesus had made a lame man to walk, how he'd restored a withered hand, how he made a deaf man to hear and a dumb man to talk. I believe he heard too how that Jesus had made a blind man to see. Amen. Well, as he sat there, he began to think, boy, if God would pass by my way, if Jesus would pass by my way, he heard the commotion like he'd never heard and began to question and found out that Jesus was passing by his way. He saw his window of opportunity opening unto him, and he began to cry out, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. Hey, the Lord stopped. It's amazing how that he stopped at the cry of one sinner man. Amen. And bid him to come unto him. Boy, old Bartimaeus didn't beat around the bush. He said, "What I need is I need you. I want to be able to see. Lord, wilt thou open mine eyes?" Amen. Hey, when did it happen? It happened when Jesus passed by his way. Amen. Can you see him when his eyes opened up and the first thing he saw was the one who had made him to see? Amen. Hey, when did it all happen? It happened when God passed by his way. Amen. I don't know how it was for you, but I'll just relate a little bit of how it happened for Barbara and I. I really thought I was a pretty good person. I wasn't a drunkard. I wasn't a dope head. I wasn't a carouser. I went to work every day. Are you listening to me? Amen. Hey, you always think of the sinner as being that drunk on the street. Hey, but it takes as much grace to save a self-righteous man as it does a sinner on Skid Row. But hey, I thought I was doing pretty good. And life was going pretty good. And all of a sudden, Barbara decided she needed to go to church. I didn't know. I didn't understand that. We were church members. We went twice a year, Christmas and Easter. Amen. Well, she started going to church, and about the time she started going to church, there's a fella on the job that started witnessing to me, told me, "Shock, you're a sinner." Well, I got offended. Who was he talking to? I'd watched his life. Amen. Hey, you're a sinner. You're going to hell. Well, I'd come home from work on Monday night. I worked second shift. I'd get home about 12:30 in the morning. And Barbara'd be sleeping Monday night. She'd be sleeping Tuesday night. I'd come in on Wednesday. And Wednesday, every light's on. She's up. And she preaches to me everything that preacher said on Wednesday night. Well, I didn't see where I needed all that. And then she come up with this brilliant idea. I'm going to church Sunday and I want you to come with me. Yeah. Well, I saw my out. I said, okay, I'll go one time to please Barbara and everything will be all right. Amen. I got a lot of static in this thing. We need God to pass by. Yeah. Amen. Hey, but now, I went that Sunday. Hey, I wasn't looking for anybody. I wasn't looking for anything. I was just trying to please my wife that she'd get off my back on this thing of going to church. Well, I am thankful that God passed by that church that day. Amen. Hey, God blew into that place. Hey, we stepped out. It wasn't like going to Walmart. Wasn't like going to Kroger store, amen. Hey, there was a difference from the time we pulled in. God was fixing to do something that day. Hey, we walked in the church. I would have sat on the back row, but the members were already there. So I found the first empty pew and slid in. Everybody come around, shook my hand, said, "We're glad you come. It's good to see you. We appreciate you coming." Even the preacher talked to me, and they sang. Boy, they was happy. I mean, everything was all right. And then he opened the Word of God and began to preach out of Luke 16. Had me in the flames. Boy, my feet were feeling the fires. Amen. Hey, God was working on this old boy. The sweat was rolling off of me. Hey, God passed by my way. I saw I wasn't such a good fella after all. Amen. Hey, God passed by, but I'm thankful. I'm thankful that old preacher didn't leave me in hell. He told me about a Savior that would save me. Amen. Told me about the Lord Jesus Christ. And God blew into that pew. Boy, a fella tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Wouldn't you like to be saved?" I didn't understand all that, but I knew I needed something. I went up on an altar. Hey, he's trying to preach me another message. And God's working all the time in my heart. But I tell you this, when I got up, hey, I wasn't the same old self-righteous sinner. God had saved me. God passed by, and when he passed by, God reached down and saved the self-righteous sinner. Hey, but now, hey, God's big enough to where he pitched a doubleheader that day. Because I got up on this side. By the time I got up, Barbara got up on that side. We both got in. Hey, when did it happen? It happened when God passed by. Amen. When the Lord passes by, sinners are converted. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't educate them into salvation. You can't reason them into salvation. Amen. Hey, they have to reason with God. And God says, come now and let us reason together. Hey, what he's wanting you to understand is, hey, unless he passes by, you're without hope. Amen. But sinners are converted. But then there's a second thought. We need God to pass by not only that we might be sinners saved. And boy, I'm thankful that God saved sinners at Old Camp Meeting. I'm glad I was here that year when we had the June meeting and then there was the August meeting. And I might not remember exactly how many, but it seemed like they were about 7 or 8 saved. Yeah, Joe Angle's wife was one of them, amen. And it just seemed like God blew in June. He gave us a little recess period. We come back together and God blew in again in August. Hey, like it never left off. And 8 souls, I believe, got saved in those meetings. Amen. Hey, when did it happen? It happened when God passed by our way. Amen. Amen. Boy, my children used to sing that song. And I probably won't get the key right. Jesus passed by my way, and he made me whole that day. Just a sinner was I, but then Jesus passed by, and oh, what a change in my life when Jesus passed by. But then secondly, we need him to pass by this week so that our sins will be covered. Amen. Boy, y'all clamming up on me. Hey, we need him to pass by that our sins might be covered. Amen. Hold your place here and look over in Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentation. Brother Mike made reference to Jeremiah and how he was the weeping preacher, how he preached to a backslidden congregation. But the Lamentations, boy, he's weeping all through the book. Lamentations chapter 3. And I want you to look at verse 1 where he says, now it's Jeremiah talking. He says, I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He says, I am the man. Now, if you know anything about the book of Jeremiah, he's preaching to the backslidden children of God. Amen. How that Judah didn't want to hear the message of God. But now here in Lamentations, he's talking about himself. He says, I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. What's he saying? He's saying, I've needed the chastisement. I've needed the correction. I've needed to be dealt with. Amen? Amen? Hey, you know what will hold back the Lord from showing up this week? Is if you and I walk in like we're the one that doesn't need anything. We're the one that's going to bring everything. Jeremiah's saying, well, I'm nothing. God's had to deal with me. I've gone through the correction. I've been in the woodshed. I've needed my sins covered. Amen. Hey, you ponder this thought. Hey, since you've been saved, or if you was to study your life since you've been saved.
We are nothing. God would still be just to condemn us. At our best, all we are sinners, saved by grace. Amen. 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 that going to happen? When God passes by.
Look, Jeremiah starts off. Boy, you could read this whole chapter 3 and to pick up on this idea, how he's saying, I'm the one that needs the correction.
Yeah.
I'm the one that I failed. I've sinned against God. But look at verse 22 here, just for a minute, where it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him."
You know what Jeremiah is saying? Jeremiah is saying, boy, God's right in chastening me. God's right in correcting me. Amen.
Right.
Hey, but I'm thankful He didn't just throw me out. No. He didn't throw the clay away.
No.
He refashioned it. He gave new mercy. He gave new grace. God was faithful even though I wasn't faithful.
Yeah.
As we've heard so many times, God is always better to us than what we deserve. Amen.
Mike was in Job. In Job 11, I'm going to read you a verse. You don't have to turn there. But the Lord just brought it to memory. In Job 11, in verse 6, the latter part of the verse says, "Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth." Hey,
God exacteth of us less than what we deserve. You compare that to the sinner, the lost man. How that you remember when Cain was confronted about his brother Abel? How that the Lord said that, you know, he would be a marked man. And how that Cain went about the rest of his life with this idea, "My punishment is more than I can bear." But you and I can say, God's really not punished us as severely as we ought to have been punished. Amen. Hey, why? Because when we humble ourselves and come to Him, and He passes by, that grace is there to cover our sins. His mercy prevails.
Amen.
We need God to pass by. Why? So that sinners will be converted. Yeah. Our sins will be covered. But then think about this. We need Him to pass by so that the saints of God, the children of God, might be comforted.
Amen.
You don't know who's going to come in here hurt. You don't know what they might be going through. You don't know what battles they might just come out of. Amen. You don't know the predicament that they may be in. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, we need Him to pass by. Why? So that the saints of God might be comforted.
Yeah.
You know the story in John 11 of Mary and Martha?
Yeah, come on.
How that they sent word to the Lord that Lazarus, whom Thou lovest, is sick. And how Jesus tarried 4 days on purpose.
Yeah.
And when He did come, I picture this maybe a little different than some folks. But I look at Martha. She comes out when it's announced that the Lord has come. I picture Martha running out saying, "Lord, if Thou hadst been here, our brother Lazarus had not died."
Yes.
Broken and grieving. Amen. He comes to Mary and it's the same thing. And Jesus sits down with them in the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. He wept with them. He tried to comfort them. Amen.
Oh.
Hey, I appreciate Good Shepherd when Daniel was in the hospital. Brother Duncan came. Brother Mike came. I forget who all else. There were several that come. The Caracoles come. Different other ones came.
And their intent was to comfort us.
Yeah.
And they would try to give us a word of exhortation, and they would pray with us and different things. But I tell you, when the comfort came, is when God was
the last time.
When I get over there and I say, God, you said you wouldn't put more on us than we're able to bear.
Yeah.
And God, I'm about to fall. But then God would pass by. The comfort would come. The scripture would be real, and the Lord would make it real upon my heart. Amen.
Hey,
we need him to pass by this week because we don't know who might be hurt.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't know what they might be going through. Right. Amen.
Well,
I'll give you the last thought. I told you it wouldn't be long. I don't know how long I've been. I didn't look at that. I'll give you this. Okay. We need the Lord to pass by, because when the Lord passes by, that's the only time you see society's changed. Amen. Boy, we heard so much about change, I'm almost afraid to use the word anymore. Amen. A change you can believe in. If you want a change you can believe in, it happens when God passes by.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. It doesn't happen when the politics changes.
No.
It doesn't happen when the officials change.
Yeah, you're right.
It happens when God passes
by.
Hey, I don't care who would have been in office. I know you. A matter of picking the lesser of two evils, and I'm not trying to kill this thing with politics. What I am trying to bring out is that, hey, it's beyond what they can do.
Amen.
It's beyond what the politicians can do. It's beyond what Wall Street can do.
Yeah.
It's beyond what the economy experts can do.